Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. Besthealthgallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Alec, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Latest in conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from the launching pad in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, you're listening to VNN, Vortex Network News. I'm your host, Aurora Light. And here with me in the studio is the one and only Dr. Houdini.
And good evening, Aurora.
Should I add one and only fabulous and great Dr. Houdini?
Really?
Okay. Should I add that?
Really, Aurora?
Will it help?
Every little bit helps.
Does it? Okay. That's what I was thinking. So, how about a conference we were just at? Was that something or what?
Yeah, well, how about that?
And you did such a great job speaking there.
Thank you, my dear.
The Aerospace Conference at AeroDef. The AeroDef Conference. It's an aerospace conference, really, is what it is.
Right.
Everybody there is connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell the audience, it was the most awesome group of people. I was, like, so amazed by the, you know, intellectual IQ and just the civility and all that was really good.
Right. And I like to think that we increased that IQ.
I think we did.
With our presentation.
I think we did increase their IQ because they were dumbfounded.
Well, they've never seen anything like it, except maybe on an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yes.
So everybody there was like wowed by what we were claiming that we can do.
And are doing.
And they loved the technology we brought with us.
Yes.
The Vitality Pad and the water conditioning system.
Mm-hmm.
And the growing pods, we schlepped them along with us so they could see what we had.
Right.
And hopefully a lot will come from this conference, you know.
Well,
I've
we made
a lot
of
leads.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who were interested in what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, I encourage people to sign in or give us their cards so that when we got back in town, you know, we could connect with them. Because you know how it is. People are bombarded from so many angles nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to discern what's out there sometimes. It's like the difference between plastic and fantastic. I mean, you know, you have to be able to look by the hype sometimes and get right into whatever's going on. So that's what I'll do with them when I follow up with them. I'll make sure that they investigate our physics, our science, our products, and realize that what we have, we're very serious about.
Absolutely. That's right, Aurora.
Because nobody, they've never seen anybody like us before.
Oh, no.
No.
No. No, I mean, what we were presenting, you know, is, of course, breakthrough technology.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was working very, very hard here, pulling it all together, because
and you did
what
a great
I wanted
job, man.
To do with this, with yeah. this conference
yeah.
is pull together our entire product line.
Uh-huh.
So that includes biotech, energy, and space applications.
Mm-hmm.
And to show everyone there that, you know, hey, look at us. This is our product line.
So let's talk about the space. You brought a little spaceship with you.
Right.
Let's talk about that, what you brought with you.
Well, that was mainly the subject of my lecture, was, of course, anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And my presentation at AeroDef was called Inertial Gravitational Mass Modification for Faster Than Light Deep Space Applications. So it was a 20-minute talk, and yes, I did manage to squeeze everything into 20 minutes.
Yeah,
there was some question on, you know, if I was able to do that.
The PowerPoint presentation was very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I recorded it, and I'm going to have it posted in the next day or two on our website.
Okay. Are you going to put it on YouTube?
It's going to be on Vimeo. It's going to be on Vimeo. It's not going to be on YouTube.
Why is that?
I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay, there's a reason, though, a good reason, eh?
Right.
Okay.
But it's going to be on Vimeo. Actually, I think Vimeo is it's a higher quality player.
Uh-huh.
It is better than YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So for presentations, it's perfect.
Right. But how about for people who are surfing the net, looking for that kind of thing?
Well, they would have to surf on Vimeo.
Yeah,
but it's going to be on our website.
Yeah, usually they surf YouTube though.
Right.
So I would try and get it up there if you can. Have you been banned from YouTube yet?
Yes, I have.
So yeah, it's a good thing I'm psychic. I was like tuning in. What was the reason?
Right.
So.
But anyway, we have our Vimeo, and what's nice about the Vimeo is that it doesn't have those annoying advertising insertions in
the
your
pop-up.
Video. Yeah, the pop-ups.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so annoying in YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some people, they want to monetize their YouTube connections, and it's just... I think it's a poor way to make presentations. Usually a company making a professional presentation, they're not going to use YouTube. You know, they're either going to have their own player, their own professional player, or they could use Vimeo.
Okay.
And so it is a very nice presentation. It's very professional, and for corporate level presentations, Vimeo is, I think, superior to YouTube. YouTube is kind of, you know, for amateurs. You know, it's amateur hour with YouTube. But Vimeo is more of a professional presentation. So that's really what we're on.
Cool. All right. That sounds great. So let's talk about the spaceship mock-up that you brought.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little bit about you talked about it during your speech that you gave, your presentation.
Right.
But let's talk about to our listening audience here a little bit about what it is we had sitting there on our table.
This research really goes back a number of years. And goes all the way back 2006, 2007. An associate of ours, Tim Ventura, sent me a copy of Igor Witowski's book on secret weapons of the Wunderwaffe. And in that book, Igor Witowski talked about this Nazi bell device. And that's when I took a real interest in it and came to the conclusion that the description that Igor gave in the very first copy of it, there's been a number of, some reprints, updated versions of it. But the original copy is the one you want.
Right. Because, you know, I have to add that many of these publishing houses have been bought out by undercover agents,
mm-hmm.
and they actually do take out relevant information out of books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, even in some of my old textbooks, you know, you would have to go back to the 70s, you know, when I went to college studying electrical engineering to get the real information, even out of a textbook, because the revisions – you know, I bought a revised editions of some electric circuit theory. And, you know, I'm going through it and it says, man, this is terrible what they did to this book. And you would have to have the original edition to get the unaltered version of it that,
shocking,
you know,
addressed.
Really.
They dumbed it down.
It's terrible how this guy came along and just revision after revision after revision. And the original version of it is the one you want. And of course this, because after that, see with the revisions, the author likes to throw in a lot of opinion and, you know, innuendo and what he thinks is, you know, how the device operates and, you know, this and that. And it starts to convolute the picture. But you see, you don't have that in the original edition, you know, of whether it's a textbook or Igor Witowski's book, because he's presenting it as the information was presented to him. And there's very little opinion mm-hmm. in that book.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not a lot of theory. It's not a lot of opinion. It's just the
right,
facts.
Right. He presents the facts.
Uh huh.
And so, his book, you know, these secret weapons of the Wunderwaffe, the original version of it is the one you want, and there he talks about the Nazi bell device, and he's just presenting the information. And what's so interesting about it is that the way he presented it, he had no pre-opinion of what this technology was. Okay? He had no idea what the Nazi bell device was, just that he presented the information here. And he didn't really take a hypothetical approach to how the device operated. You know, here's the facts. This is the device, how it was built, the remnants of what was left behind, and it's up to you. And so I came along with that information and started piecing together, you know, what this technology was. And he did theorize that it was some sort of anti-gravitational technology that the Germans were working on. And so what he presented in the book was, of course, counter-rotating. The way that he presented, they were drums. And the power requirements, it required massive amounts of DC direct current to power this device. And what's so interesting about using direct current rather than alternating current is that he was using DC motors, and you can, and the Germans were experts using what they call magnetic amplifiers. They were experts in the field back in the 30s. And magnetic amplifiers were used on a lot of DC motors for motor control applications, that you can vary the speed of very large motors. And so they had this power plant supplying DC power, not AC power, but DC power. This is Nazi Bell device.
Explain to our audience the difference.
Well, that the Germans were using what they call magnetic amplifiers.
Direct current.
Right. And that's what was used to power the Nazi Bell device.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do with it? Well, you can get very precise motor control, speed control out of those magnetic amplifiers. And so he was saying that they use very large cables being brought up to power this Bell device. And so they were using DC motors, not AC motors, but DC motors, and using speed control on that motor. And also, I came to the conclusion that they were using counter-rotating opposing magnetic fields, which means that you would need direct current to power this opposing field action. And as I continued my research over the years, I came to the conclusion that what they were actually replicating is what we find today in superconductivity, which of course is Cooper pairing, which again is counter-rotating opposing magnetic field action. So essentially the Bell device was a giant Cooper pair is the conclusion that I came to that fit the description of the Bell device, which was an anti-gravity type of system. And that, of course, is what we're replicating here with our technologies, counter-rotating opposing magnetic field action. And then, of course, where else is this technology used? Well, lo and behold, I came across a researcher here by the name of Dan Davidson, who gave a talk back in 2012 at the Extraordinary Technology Conference describing a system developed back in the mid-50s, exactly like or very similar to an operation, you know, as the Nazi Bell device, counter-rotating opposing magnetic field action. Of course, what Dan Davidson's talking about, Larry Wilson, who was an alternative energy researcher back in the mid-50s, who was funded by Bill Lear from Learjet. Bill Lear. Okay, was the founder of Learjet, and back in the mid-50s funded the research, the anti-gravity research that Larry Wilson was developing. And this all came out in an article in a magazine, completely independent publication, in Young Men's Magazine, talking about the work of what Bill Lear was funding. Okay, this anti-gravity, and the name of the article is "The G Engines Are Coming." Then, of course, right after that, everything went black, and all the research literally disappeared. All the research that came out of this disappeared.
Down the rabbit hole.
Right. And so we presume back in the 1960s that this technology was, of course, fully developed by the U.S. military, Area 51, and then brought forward in their secret space program.
Did you know that Alice in Wonderland is really about the New World Order's control of humanity? Alice falls down the rabbit hole, and she goes into a whole nother world.
Right.
That's the world they created for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's all this fear and cowardness and illusion and delusion that she has to, Alice has to go through. And when she falls down the rabbit hole, she's in another alternative world. Then she finally gets down the yellow brick road and she meets the Wizard of Oz. Okay, kind of thing.
And Alice? Or wasn't this Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz. That's what I'm talking about. Alice in Wonderland, Wizard of Oz. I'm even blending them kind of together.
Right.
But they're both based on the same thing, that we are being deluded.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. So it's that there's, you know, a control factor that's in place.
Right.
That is artificial.
But you know how I presented this,
yeah,
you know, at the conference?
Yeah.
That when people would walk up to the booth, I would show them our product line.
Right.
You know, that we're introducing what we call our fast grow technology.
Right.
Our vitality healing pad technology that you can put on the back of your office chair, you know, real world applications,
right,
of what we're developing in our biotech line. And that this technology is producing what is called an electromagnetic dampening field.
That's what's so exciting.
And it's something that really no one has ever heard of.
No.
You know, whether you're in academia.
Uh-huh.
In Star Trek, it's common. You know, there was an episode of Star Trek that I watched the other night. You'd have to watch the original series. And in that series, in that particular episode, it was called Metamorphosis. And this is where Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, they're literally hijacked to an asteroid by an alien entity. And they go down to the asteroid there, and they meet someone who has been there, an Earthling who has been there for like 150 years, and it turned out to be Zefren Cochrane, the inventor of the warp drive. That's the character in the original series of Star Trek. And what was interesting in that episode is that, okay, well, Kirk and Spock and McCoy, they're in this shuttle, the Galileo shuttlecraft, all right? And they're marooned on this planet. None of their controls function. Even though everything is intact, nothing functions. And of course, Zefren is there explaining why they can't lift off the planet. They can't escape from the planet. Well, it turns out that he explains it as an electromagnetic dampening field that shuts down all their electronics, a dampening field.
OMG.
So really, if you want to know what's going on, what we're doing, you just watch an episode of Star Trek and it's all explained.
Thank God. And then you can get a, let's say, maybe get a Superman comic book too.
Well, the thing is, you couldn't get an explanation out of, you know, from mainstream science.
Academia won't
right.
touch it because everything's been filtered and destroyed.
Right. I mean, they're not looking in the direction that we're looking in.
Right, because they've been led deliberately astray.
Right. Yes. Yes, it was a deliberate action.
Right. Yeah, it's shocking. I know for a fact that DeVores and Company, a very famous metaphysical publishing house in the United States, the oldest, best publishing house for metaphysical information, was bought by the government, and all the relevant information was flipped around and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just disgusting, really, that you have to, when, to me, the truth is sacred. You do not mess with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. It's like messing with God. You don't make up lies and lead people astray. And it's just going to bring a lot of bad karma down.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we left to the conference,
yes,
my main focus before leaving was to get our provisional patent application filed with the patent office.
That's right. We did the biotech patent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. You know how to write them now yourself.
Yes.
Just saved us a whole big enchilada worth of money.
Yes. And I have the patent, this provisional patent application, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of it is Devices Utilizing Complex Magnetic Fields Produced by Permanent Magnets. That's the title of our provisional patent that's filed. And what it does is the abstract covers all our embodiments. Everything that I was presenting at the conference is covered by our provisional patent. So that includes, all our biotech, which includes the vitality pads, the fast growth systems, and the water restructuring system. And this is what was filed.
Right.
Right here.
Very good. And that was my copy there?
Yeah. What I would like to do is read the abstract. Just the abstract of this. And it says here that each embodiment utilizes two neodymium disc magnets that are epoxied together in an opposing south-south configuration. See figure one. A jig was created to properly align and force the magnets together, allowing the epoxy to cure. The effect that occurs with the bound magnets is a significant reduction of the real magnetic field density B out of the top and bottom of the magnets. However, most of the field is still present coming out of the seam between the magnets. Measurements indicate the field rapidly vanishes going from the seam to either top or bottom of the magnets. Since the divergence of the magnetic field density is always zero, in other words, del dot B equals zero, where did the field go? Well, according to Dr. Paul Dirac in his Dirac equation, published in 1928, the solution of the equation yields the following result, E equals plus or minus mc squared, which is symmetrical about the zero-point axis. The Dirac equation reveals a positive energy solution as well as a negative energy solution. Therefore, it is determined the magnetic field density that is emerging out of the top and bottom of the opposing magnets has curled into complex space, causing the field to become complex, or JB. When the magnetic field energy, UB equals B squared over 2, mu naught times the volume, is calculated, it is determined the field energy in a given volume of space, V, is negative, which satisfies the negative energy solution of the Dirac equation, or negative E. By applying opposing magnetic fields producing a field of negative energy, each embodiment described below has many beneficial effects as described. So that is the abstract that was published with the U.S. Patent Office.
Very good. Oh, it's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yes, unfortunately, we got a little thing there. You should take turn off the ringer here on the on our phone here,
right
at the launching pad. So let's talk about the biotech that we're debuting in Denver to the dispensaries there, the growers. that we're going to be actually taking our biotech to Denver here soon.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're there, we'll be doing a couple other things, calling on the dispensary. And what else will we be doing, Dr. Houdini?
Yes. What else are we going to be doing?
What will we be doing at Sunday at 11?
Getting married?
Tying the knot.
Well, that's right, folks. Roy and I will be officially tying the knot. Yes.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's my birthday Friday.
Right. It is your birthday, Aurora. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And we're going to be going to my favorite place in Santa Fe in between going. We'll be going to Denver and then returning to Santa Fe on our way home.
Mm-hmm.
And spending a couple of days there on our honeymoon. Our little honeymoon.
Yes. Well, you know, Santa Fe's always been one of our favorite little spots.
I think it'll be so great at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, we'll really enjoy ourselves there. There won't be a lot of snow, won't be a lot of rain. It's the right time of the year.
Right. That is correct, Aurora.
We've been there when it's been a mess.
Mm-hmm.
In December and January. In January last year, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite messy.
Yes, it was. They did have a little bit of snow.
Yeah, so it was quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summer when we go every year, we're deluged with rain every year. When we go there, the end of July, August, first part of August.
Right.
It never feels. We hit the monsoon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we literally need a boat to go down the street some days.
Right. But we have our favorite little hotel there.
Yeah, you don't really need to leave it.
Yeah.
You've got your French bakery there.
Mm-hmm.
That's got the most incredible crepes. We're going to have some chicken, spinach, mushroom, Swiss cheese crepes.
Oh, and those crepes are incredible.
Awesome.
But you almost don't even have to leave that hotel.
You don't.
It has all these little shops.
Wonderful little stores. Antique stores and clothing stores and
mm-hmm.
cool stuff. And then you have, and it's right on the square. So if you do leave your hotel, you just walk a couple feet and you're right at everything.
Right.
You don't have to take your car out of the parking lot. So I love it. And guess what else? Because it's my birthday and we're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
They get Comptus, their big breakfast every morning.
Nice. Very nice.
And they gave me a smoking good deal on the room.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been going there so many years. So I literally think I got about 75% off.
What a deal.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have champagne when we arrive.
Fantastic.
They have champagne. You're going to have champagne waiting for us in our room.
Great.
There you go. All complimentary.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Because I've been going there for years, decades. I just love it there. I like to go there at least once a year if I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those places, destination places, that when I arrive in Santa Fe, I feel completely at home. I like the funkiness. I like the sophistication. I like the, you know, great art, great clothes, great jewelry. Just to see the stuff is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, you don't see like stuff like that in any stores.
Right.
And the art galleries are magnificent. They're really work. So I hope we get a chance, seeing we're going to be there for a few days, to really relax and get into it.
Incredible.
Yeah. So we got our breakfast. Then we'll have lunch at the bakery,
mm-hmm.
and the French restaurant there, La Crêperie. And then we'll have dinner at the Orr House, where they have the best fish you ever tasted.
Ooh, wonderful.
Yeah. I got it planned.
Uh-huh. So we tie the knot this Sunday.
Right. And then we go to Vanessi's after dinner and hear Doug Montgomery.
Oh, is Doug in town?
Yeah, Doug will be in town.
Uh-huh.
This season. He'll be there.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there a couple of times before.
Yeah, when he's there.
Now, who is Doug?
Doug Montgomery is from New York. He went to Juilliard School of Music,
mm-hmm.
and he plays all the Broadway showtimes. And he's got this gigantic mirror behind his piano, and so you can see him playing while he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody sings in the restaurant with the songs and stuff. It's just great.
Now, Vanessi's, that is a, what is Vanessi's?
And that's a restaurant and bar. And
in Santa Fe.
In Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
that I go to every time I'm in town. And, you know, you can't get that kind of entertainment in most places.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, after we get married in Denver, we're going to the top number one jazz joint.
Ooh.
In Denver for a jazz brunch with crab cakes and enchiladas and eggs and all the yummies.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a little chamois there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds like
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be you and I and good times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then the next day we'll hit the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spend a couple days going around to Denver's top dispensaries.
Yes, because we want to show them our tech.
Yeah, and then back to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 days of fun and frolic.
Right. Sounds incred.
Then we get back to Scottsdale.
Uh-huh.
And you got to jump into it again.
Right. Back for more fun.
Yes.
But now, before we leave.
And then we've got a bunch of people coming in town to visit us.
Right. We have some visitors.
Coming in April.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a lot of fun, too, here in Scottsdale.
Right.
We love showing people our investors our technology, and we show them a couple of hot spots in town that we like and have a good time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. And then you have the conference coming up the end of July, like
right.
you mentioned.
What about Space Tech? Did you want to give... what's his name, a call?
Yes, I'll do that for you tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
Remind me.
Yes.
As you always say.
Uh-huh.
When you have something, when I have something important, he always says, oh, yeah, remind me. But when I have something important, I mean, when you have something important, you better remind me, too.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's not always on my top 10 list.
Uh-huh.
But... maybe I'm getting at the age where I'll actually have to write things down. Usually I could just remember everything I'm supposed to do, but the more complicated it gets, the more you have to depend on having some crib notes to guide you.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we do participate with Space Tech Expo, that is May 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
In Pasadena?
Yes. The same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we better email him again and ask Gordon to give me a call. And
right.
We'll try calling him tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're in Great Britain and so much later.
Boy, they are filling up.
Boy, we better hurry.
They are filling up, Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, folks, so we're getting our groove on over here at Aurora Tech.
Mm-hmm. You know, that booth is still open. 9-1-1-1.
That was a cry for help when we were there.
That was.
We were in the annex room.
And from the way things look, it may be the only one available.
No, there's a bunch in the middle there.
No. No, that's all filled up.
No.
They are filling up, Aurora. Yes, they are.
There's a couple left, I see.
Well, there's, they have these blocked off.
Oh.
There's one here, 7005, that's a 10 by 20.
Wow.
And then a 3029, which is another 10 by 20.
Okay, stop. Okay. What are you doing talking about this right now?
Well, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Well, don't bring it up.
All right.
Bring it up after you're off the air. Let's talk.
Now,
remember
the other thing.
Remember you're on the air, for God's sake.
Right.
I'm sure they don't want
to. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure they don't want to hear your booth numbers. But let's get back to topics at hand.
Yes, I am working on the website.
That's what I wanted to talk
products.
About. Products. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
So you're going to get them all up there so we can start our sales.
Right.
And I'm excited about that because I've been waiting a while.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping to start sales in January.
Right. But better late than never, right?
Well.
Here's a, you know, I am working on that. I should have it up. I'm hoping by tomorrow because I got to take some pictures and
there's a lot to do.
Right. So a few details there. So hopefully tomorrow I will have the products page.
Okay. So folks, by the middle of the week or the end of the week, check our website at AuroraTech, AuroraTech.us. Dr. Houdini should have everything up here before we split town. And thank God Kathy's staying here at the house and taking care of everything, our plants and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of business here.
Right.
Her way. We couldn't do enough without our assistant, Kathy. She's done so much to help us.
Yes, she has.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to go see one of the best investors in our company.
Yes.
Yes. And that should be awesome.
Right.
And he's got a nice little wedding gift for us, too.
Does he really?
Yeah. So that's cool.
Uh-huh. Sounds incredible.
So we're just chugging down the train down the track here.
Mm-hmm.
So the website will be up this week.
Yes. Now, what I planned for the website, if we want to go into some detail here, is that I'm going to be putting up the biotech.
Right.
Which will include the fast grow, the vitality pad, and the structured, the restructuring, the water restructuring technology.
Okay. Well, you better get that refrigerator one done, too.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been working on that today.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
It's going to hang from a shelf or what?
It's
going to just sit on a shelf.
Yes. Yes, it'll have supports. Well, you know, there's these grids, you know, inside of refrigerators. And you can put little hooks on those on that grid and then support our technology,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the shelf there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was picturing.
Right. So.
So it's great. You can do all your prototypes with the 3D printer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been working out great here so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we'll have a lot to report when we get back in town.
Yes.
So we're going to do a short show tonight, folks, because we have just a ton of stuff to take care of now that we're back in town. It was a bit of a trip there to go to the AeroDef Space Conference. And having just arrived Saturday night, we've now played catch up on the week that we've been gone, taking care of things, and now we're shoving off again. So anyway, it was great to catch everybody up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And they can look forward to us coming back when we're back in town.
Great.
It'll be a couple of weeks.
And how can they get a hold of you, Aurora?
Well, they can call me at 480-474-4388. That's the direct number to the launching pad, 480-474-4388. And we've got some great products at our Better Health gallery button there on Aurora Tech. Vortex Network News. I want you to go to that website because that's really one of the main hubs is Vortex Network News. And then you'll find Best Health Gallery, and you'll find the products that can help you with oxygenating your blood, detoxifying it, things like that. So make sure you check out Aurora Tech and my special on KM, 3 bottles delivered to your door, $130. That's enough for 3 months to oxygenate and detoxify your blood. And then along with that, check out, you know, what we're up to. I'm doing consultations occasionally for people. I do get into dietary things as well as body, mind, and spirit in the session. So you need a little guidance and you want to change some things in your life, dietary, but other things to improve your health, let me know. Give me a call, 480-474-4388. And check out the powerful crystals that are on that website, too, at the Best Health Gallery. And get yourself a vitality pad and a water charger. And try out our plant technology.
Oh, you know what? I have to mention to our listening audience out there that both Aurora and I used a vitality pad on the return trip.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me use it on the way there.
No.
He has a ball
because it was
box
on dis- it was on, it was our display model. That's
he's
all we
got
had.
All these display models, and I'm not allowed to use one.
No, not on
and
a
he
trip.
He brings
there,
nothing
right
for
nope
me. He doesn't bring one for the ones we've been using here at the house. So I'm left with nothing.
You had
on
to
the
suffer
way
on yes the way there.
Yes, I did. And then on the
well
way
we back both suffered on the way there.
And on the way back, we felt so much better.
I am telling you, Aurora, that vitality pad is incredible.
It is.
It is perfect, folks, for those, especially for salesmen. You know, when they take long trips, long road trips, you got to have a vitality pad. And if you're sitting for long periods of time in your office chair, you know, typing away on that old keyboard, there's nothing better than having a vitality pad because I'm telling you right now, when you get up, there is no back pain at all.
For people who have it. And then for people who don't have back pain, like most people, there is a vitality factor that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel energized, relaxed at the same time. It's not like a hyper crazy energy. But it is a good high kind of energy, high level of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess it lets your body do its thing without impedance.
Mm-hmm.
So my body it just loves it.
Yeah. And so I had no back pain at all. I can get up without, any sort of pain in my back at all. And it was incredible.
Any
I just love
lower
it.
Any pain lower?
No. Well, you know, people have sciatica nerve issues too.
Yeah.
And it would help that, I would think. Definitely help that.
Oh, anybody who wants to, what I would call, not only rejuvenate their body, but just improve their whole physical character of their body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a rejuvenative thing. It definitely is. And along with that, there's an instant kind of repair thing that goes on because of this impedance being taken away. You instantly feel it in a matter of a few minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to me, my opinion is, man, this thing is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle, a modern miracle.
It really is.
Uh-huh.
And you can use it for your pets, the vitality pet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for pets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that are getting older, you know, and how people are attached to their pets.
Well, I bet your pet's going to live a lot longer with the vitality bid.
I would think so. I would definitely think so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to check out the racehorse industry.
Right.
Horse industry will love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes, that'll be a big help there. All right. Well, you know, I think we're just going to wrap it up tonight.
We are, because we've had a busy week.
We had a very busy week, folks. And we're going to tie the knot Sunday, right, Aurora?
We are. Yeah. It's going to be fun and frolic.
Uh-huh. Okay, so,
so
I want to thank everyone for joining us. And we'll be back, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll be back in 2 weeks, folks. So be sure to tune in to Vortex Network News with Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, folks. Have a great weekend.
It's only Monday.